This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced in a televised address Saturday that Russia is suspending its participation in the Cold War-era Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
We will respond quid pro quo, Putin said. Our American partners have announced they were suspending their participation in the treaty, and we will do the same. They have announced they will conduct research and development, and we will act accordingly. President Trump had earlier accused Russia of violating the treaty by developing banned missiles. Moscow has strongly denied any breaches and accused Washington of making false accusations in order to justify its pullout. Trump said in a statement that the U.S. will move forward with developing its own military response options to Russia's deployment of banned cruise missiles that could target Western Europe. I'm Karen Chamas.
Venezuela's opposition leader is calling again for the military to defect to his side, as the country's president proposes to hold early elections that could potentially oust his challenger, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro told thousands at a Saturday rally that he is the fairly elected leader of the country and wants the pro-government Constitutional Assembly to back his early election plan. But National Assembly President Juan Guaido, who President Trump has recognized as the country's leader, held his own rally for thousands where he vowed to step up his opposition movement and urged military leaders to defect to his side. One Air Force general did defect on Saturday. I'm Julie Walker.
And Belgium has agreed to take in former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo. He must remain in Belgium and is also not allowed to contact any witnesses from his case or speak publicly about his case at the acquittal of the International Criminal Court. He and his co-defendant were acquitted of crimes against humanity on January 15th.